able to do averus tamid. It's a pretty scary precedent.
So this sugya is really a Yom HaAtzmaut sugya to a degree, because one of the signatories on the Declaration of Independence was Rabbi Yehuda Leib Fishman, who I think changed his name to Rabbi Yehuda Leib Maimon. You look at the Mosad Rav Kook, Ritvaz, it says, be a soda, so Rabbi Yehuda Leib Maimon. He was one of the heads of the Mizrahi. So, obviously part of the ideology of the Mizrahi is that certainly we have to push and use the state as the precursor to the Mashiach. So one of the things that he pushed for was to reinstate the Sanhedrin. Heichal Shlomo was a very controversial place. You go to Israel, to the great synagogue, and next door is Heichal Shlomo. Heichal Shlomo is the seat of the chief rabbis, but there are people who won't walk in there because of, as far as I understand, because Yehuda Leib Maimon wanted that to be the source of all psak for the whole Klal Yisrael. Not only that, he wanted to reinstate the Sanhedrin through smicha. And the smicha that we have nowadays is not real smicha. It's just a question of, did he get tested on, you know, a little bit of halacha. But real smicha, in order to, that which Sanhedrin could do, you need real smicha. So he wanted to do that. You know, Herzog, I think, was involved. But the Chazanish, the Biskarov, came very strongly against it. But it wasn't a new thing. It's an old shaila, an old controversy. And whether that same controversy is that which can really be applied later on, you'll see the Chazanish held, even you can't apply it, but you'll see it's a very interesting sugya. Okay, so let's start over here with Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara says, Tana, smicha, smicha zekena bishlosha. My smicha zekena. What exactly is this referring to? You need three people for this concept of smicha zekena. Mam Rabbi Yochanan, mismach sabi. To give smicha to zekena. Am le abayel Rabbi Yosef, mismach sabi bishlosha minalam. What do you see that you need three people for such a thing? Elaim aminasir vayis moche shadav alav. Says that Moshe Rabbeinu took his hands and put it on the head of Yeshua. Ihachi tiski b'chad, and one should be sufficient. V'chiteim l'Moshe b'makom shivim v'chad koi. And if we're going to say Moshe had the status of 71 of the whole Sanhedrin, Ihachi l'bay shivim v'chad, so then you should need 71 kash. Alright, so the Gemara leaves that off. So Amalei Ravacha b'rei d'rav l'ravashi, b'yada ma'amisham chalei. You actually do it with your hands. I'm like Samkalim Bishema. No, with it by name. Kailei Rebbe. They give him a title, Rebbe. V'yavile Rishusel Amedin Dine Knesset. So here the Gemara tells us one thing that a person who has smicha could do, and that is to don Dine Knesset, which though if you don't have smicha, you can't don. V'chad lo samich. Now here it says only three can give smicha. One cannot. But Zachar also Yisrael Tov. That particular man should be remembered for the good. And who's that man? Rehuda ben Babashmo. Shil Malihu Nishtachahu Dine Knossos Mi Yisrael. If not for him, Dine Knossos would have been forgotten. Nishtachahu, they would have been forgotten. Negrasinus, just learned them. Ella Batlu Dine Knossos Mi Yisrael. They would not have been able to don Dine Knossos. Why? Shepamachas Gazra Malchus Arishah Shmad Al Yisrael. One time the Romans. Wanted to, they made a gzera of shmad. Shekala somech yaharig, anyone who gets smicha shall be killed. Shekala nismach yaharig, anyone who gets smicha shall be killed. The ear shesom chimba, and the city that they give the smicha into yaharig should be destroyed. Utchumin shesom chimba, ye akru. Again, anyone around will be uprooted. Ma'asi Yehuda ben Bava, was most enough. Chalach v'yashalob ben shnei harim gidol. He wanted to make sure that he wouldn't put other people in danger. So he went out between two big mountains. Between two big cities. So that he would be away. He gave smicha to five rabbis. Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Rav Yossi, Rav Lezer ben Shemua. Rav Avya Mosif, Af Rav Nechemiah. When the enemies realized what was going on, Amalhem Banai, my sons, roots who run away, I'm the Rebbe. Mate Alecha, what's going to be with you? I'm the Areni Muta Lefnehem Ke'emen She'en Lahochem. I accept my fate. Amru Lo Zazrim Yisham Ad She'na'atzu Bo Shlosh Mez Lun Bi Yoshel Barzal. They stab him 300 times. V'sa'uhu Kichvara. They made him like a sieve. Yeah, the same thing by Yoshua Melech. We see in the Kinnis. It says 300 there also. It's obviously a Guzma. Rehuda Ben Bava. So here the question is, you see clearly that one gave smicha, so you say that you need three to give smicha. Here clearly one gave smicha. Answers the Gemara, Rehudim above Achmini Havu Ba'adei. Really there were two other people who were with him. V'hai de lo chashiv lehu, and the reason why they are not mentioned, Mishum Kvodet Rehudim above. See, he was the one who got this going. So the Kavod Rehudim above, we just mentioned him, the other two people remain nameless. So, it seems in this Gemara that, first of all, in order to give smicha, you need someone who's a samuch. Rehudim above was Moshe Nefesh to give smicha to five, six other rabbis. And it's mashma that there's no other way to reinstate smicha if you don't have someone who's a samuch. Because if there's another way to reinstate the smicha, so why is Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava putting himself in sakana? And why does it say that if not for it, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said, then batlu dinei knasos? What do you mean? He won't give smicha, there won't be anyone who's a musmach, and they'll reinstate it some other way. So it's mashma that had it not been for him preserving the chain of smicha, then there's absolutely no way to have smicha. So now, what is the history of this controversy that I said, as I mentioned to you, was brought back up recently with the creation of the state? In the year Reish Tzadi Ches, so that's about where Tuf Shin? No, Reish Tzadi Ches, without the Tuf in front of it. Reish Tzadi Ches. So, in the time of the Beis Yosef, we're talking almost 500 years ago. So, about 500 years ago, so we know that the seat of Talmidei Chacham was in Tzfas. It was an all-star lineup. You had the Beis Yosef over there, and Rav Shlomo Alkavatz was the Chazan, and Al-Shuk was the Darshan, and you had all the heavy hitters over there. So then, all the Chachmei Tzarfas got together, and the head of them all was a person named Rav Yaakov Beirav. Rav Yaakov Beirav was the Rebbe of the Beis Yosef. And Rav Yaakov Beirav, together with those other Chacham, decided that they should renew the smicha. And all the Chachmei Tzarfas got together and they gave the first smicha to Rav Yaakov Beirav, and he would be the one to give smicha to other people. So this is what it says in the Ksav smicha that was given to Rav Yaakov Beirav. Beirarnu legadol shabanu b'chachma b'minyan. We identified the greatest among us, Hachacham Hashalim Harav Agadol Moreno Harav Yaakov Beirav, Sheyia Samuch Rosh Yeshiva V'Rav Yiskari, V'Hu Yoshiv Mehayoser Chachamim Shebanu Eslo. And then he will take the wisest among us to be with him. V'Rabbanim Yiskaru, they'll all be called rabbis. V'Yiu Smuchim La'ad Le'olam, and from now they'll be Smuchim forever. Osin Be'emes V'Yosher Mishpatei Torah, and the Smuchim which we will now have will be able to uphold all the laws of the Torah. Ladin es shetakif, to judge those people who are strong. V'hayon bin akosa rasha, to give malchus to those people who deserve to get it. V'huva lefnei Hashem, he'll be brought in front of Hashem. V'yaku al pitarak asher yuchal say so. So they'll hit him the way you can handle, like the halacha say that you give person malchus. V'patr midei kareso v'iskare v'al kel olam. Now, here was a very big thing, because there were many people who were Muranos, who had accepted Christianity, which we can't judge the Muranos, but it was also the halacha what they did, because it was Yehoshua ben Yaakov. And we know that they were over many chayvi krisis. So sometimes malchus could patter from chayvi krisis. And therefore, one of the things that they wanted to be mechadish to smicha was that through this, the people who should be chayv kares, she could be pater from their kares. V'yiskara v'al kel olam.
Because he's going to give him malchus?
Yeah, the Gemara talks about it. If we have a Sanhedrin, we'll be able to give them malchus, and that way we'll help them out. That way they could be pater from the creases that they deserve. V'yiskara v'al kel olam, they'll come back to the Rebbeinu Shalom. V'gam kol ha'am azam, they'll come yavah b'sholom. And like was said by Yisro, everyone...
Yisro needs to make smicha about dinei mamas, though.
So the Gemara seemed to say Dina Knossos, yeah, right, so we'll deal with that issue. But they stressed this point that they wanted to do it also so they should be able to give Malchus. And he gave Smicha to four Talmidim, Beis Yosef, the Mabit, famous personalities. Then they sent Smicha to the biggest Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim, who was the Maharal Bach. The Maharal Bach not only did the Maharal Bach not accept the smicha, but he argued with kifus very strongly. He said you can't do such a thing. Now I went through the Jews backwards and forwards, and they keep going backwards and forwards, and it gets more and more vicious, and it becomes personal. It's if you would see it, it's wild. But they really go at each other's throats. What?
He brings out this Gemara.
No, we're going to see exactly what I'll show you what the machlokas is all based on. But this really became a serious. These fighting between big rabbis is not a new thing, but this was a serious halachic debate. So now, it all starts with a Rambam. The Rambam says again, it seems from the Gemara that there's no possibility of having smicha unless you have that shalshelis, that chain, and that's why Rav Yehuda ben Bava was moser nefesh. But comes along the Rambam in Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Aleph, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, and says the following. Harei shelo haya be'eretz Yisrael, ela somech echad. So first he brings the Gemara. If you have one person who has smicha in Eretz Yisrael, Moshev shnayim betzido, he gets two people to sit next to him, like the Gemara says, that's what Rav Yehuda ben Bava did, v'somech shivim ke'echad, and he can give smicha to 70 people in one shot. So that'll be a total of 71. Or ze achar ze, or one after the other. Ve'achar kach yasehu ve'ashivim, then he and the shivim will become bezden agadol. Ve'yismachu bati dinam achim, and then they'll continue this process. Now, says the Rambam, nirin li hadvarim, which means that he can't say that definitively, he doesn't have a raya from the Gemara, but it seems to me that this is correct. Nirin li hadvarim, she'miskimu kol ha'chachamim she'be'eretz Yisrael, that if all the chachamim in Eretz Yisrael would agree, limnos dayamim, to appoint judges, v'lismoch osam, to give them smicha, harei elu smuchim, then they will be smuchim, v'yesh lahem ladun dinei knasos, and they will be able to do that which dayanim smuchim could do, namely, they can dan dinei knasos, penalties, v'yesh lahem lismoch acherim, and they can give smicha to others. So now the Rambam says, if that's correct, im kain, lama hayu ha-chachamim mitzdarin ala smicha. Why were the chachamim so concerned about smicha? Kadei shelo yivalu dinei knasos miYisrael. Like the Gemara says, had it not been for him, they would not have been able to dan dinei knasos. Says the Rambam, lefisha Yisrael mefuzarin, because the Jewish people were scattered, v'iyasher sheyaskimu kulan, it wasn't possible to get them to all agree to reinstate the smicha. And therefore, if you have a continuation, one samach from another samach, there you don't need everyone to agree to give smicha, to reinstate the smicha. But that person who got smicha from someone who had already had smicha, since he was given smicha from smuchim from an already existing bezin, but it still needs to be decided definitively. I'm not 100% clear on the subject. This is the Rambam. So, there are four diyukim in this Rambam that they went mishuga over, that they had a tremendous, tremendous machlokas over. Number one, the Rambam says, Nirin li advarim shem hiskimu kol ha-chachamim she-be'eretz Yisrael. Or maybe five diyukim. And that is, first is, why does the Rambam say all the chachamim? Does that mean all and not rov? Normally, b'chol ha-Torah kula, Ruba is Kekula. Why is the Rambam stressing Kol HaChacham Sheberet Yisrael? Number two is, why Daaf Eretz Yisrael? What happened to all the rabbis in Chutz Lartz? Number three, it says, at the end, Dimhaya Sham Samach Mipi Samach, Eino Tzarech Das Kulan. If you have Samach Mipi Samach, then you don't need everybody. Which would be mashma, you don't need everybody, but you still need rov, right? You don't need all of them if you have samach mipi samach, but it's mashma that you need a rov of them, which would be very difficult. It's so sad at the beginning of the halacha, which the Rambam brings from the Gemara, that you just need one samach who has another two people with him. That's certainly not rov, that's only a total of three, right? Number four is, and this is the point that you made, the Rambam writes, then he says, Ella, v'iyashu she'eskimu kol them hayasham samach mipi samach ainu tzarach das kulan ella don dine knasas lakol. First of all, why does the Rambam have to tell you now that it's samach mipi samach he'll be able to don dine knasas? Obviously, be able to don dine knasas. We know already that a samach is don dine knasas. Just say, he'll get smicha. You don't have to retell you again what the halachas of a samach are. We know that a samach can do whatever a samach can do. This is not the first time that we're bringing such a thing down. So why does he have to stress that he'll be able to dan dinei knasos? And finally, when it says, v'adavar tzarech hechra, is that going on every line in here, or is it going on only parts of this halacha? Because there's a few things that he says in here. When it says, v'adavar tzarech hechra, what's it going on? So we have these 5 points. So let's see what they disagreed about. So here first, we have a parish of Mishnah from the Rambam. This was the Rambam in the Yad. Here we have the parish of Mishnah in the Rambam. The parish of Mishnah was written first. He was younger when he wrote it. And he says as follows. This is the parish of Mishnah in Bechoros. Ein nikra bezdin bistam ela samach b'aretz Yisrael. So he says, when we talk about a bezdin, it refers to a samach in Eretz Yisrael. Bein shaya samach b'pi samach. Either through the classic method, samach mipi samach, o behaskamas b'nei Eretz Yisrael amnotz to Rosh Hashiva, or this method that the Rambam was mechadish. Lefisha b'nei Eretz Yisrael heim asher nikraim kol. Now here the Rambam answers one of our questions. Why is it that Eretz Yisrael is the only one that counts? Because Eretz Yisrael is called the kahal, the congregation. V'ashem kara'am kol ha'kahal. In Chumash, the Rebbe Arshim refers to those people in Eretz Yisrael as kol ha'kahal. They are it. Everyone in Chutz La'aretz, they don't count. V'afilu hayu asara achadim. Even if you had 10 Jews in Eretz Yisrael and a million, a trillion in Chutz La'aretz, well, who told you to live there? V'ein choshishin l'misha zulasan b'chutz La'aretz. We really are not concerned about anybody else in Chutz La'aretz. So says the Rambam, the Rebbe Arshim refers to Kahal Hashem, those people in Eretz Yisrael. That's why they're the only one that counts. Now, in the parish of Mishnah for the Rambam, in the Sanhedrin, he expands upon this concept. Where does he get it from? And here he says, "Smicha zekeinim hu minoi hadayanim." Baremes lekach amru vayismach eshada v'alav vayitzaveu. Okay, ve'ein anu tzrichim tzricha biyad. You don't have to actually do it with your hand. Ela adam haroyelis manos, the person who is worthy to be appointed, omilo bezdin hamimanim. So the bezdin is appointing him. Say, atar Rabbi Ploni. Hare ata samach. You are now samach umutulach aladon dine knasas. Again, mutulach aladon dine knasas. V'nasa osa adam samach. V'nikra Elohim. He's now called a dayan. V'yadun b'chol hadinim. And now he can judge in all things. He's not limited. V'davar zel lo yehei ala b'aretz Yisrael b'lvad. Amru ein smicha b'chotza aretz. Ala tzarech sheyehei hamismana v'amimanim oso b'aretz Yisrael yachan. They have to be together. You can't have one over the border, over Skype. Everyone has to be in Eretz Yisrael. Ukshatia la'adam smicha b'Eretz Yisrael, but once he gets smicha in Eretz Yisrael, yesh lo ladun dine knasos, v'afilo b'chutz la'aretz, then he can judge even b'chutz la'aretz. V'ishe klal hu atzlenu. This is a rule that we have, Sanhedrin, noheges ba'aretz or b'chutz la'aretz, kimo she'iz bar l'kamon. Aval im tzarech she'hu ha'shlosh esmuchin. Now, here's the point. Do you need all three who are giving smicha to be smuchin? Ba'acher kach ya'eshel am lismoch acher. So says the Rambam. Here's my first suffix. When you give when people who have smicha give smicha, do you need all three people that the Gemara requires to have smicha? Hare yesh bedavar suffix. I'm not sure. Vanir min ha-talmud shetzarach she'agadol shebem samuch. It seems to me that only the head of that unit of three needs to have smicha. V'yitzayef elav shnayim, v'yaman as misha yirtzeh. Pashachan the Gemara, from the fact that the Gemara says because of the covet of Yehuda ben Maseir, they didn't mention the other two, says the Rambam, is that the other two were regular guys. He found two people in Shul, he says, sit with me. And Yehuda ben Maseir was the only one who had smicha, and that's all you need. You just need a unit of three, but you don't need the other two to have smicha. Vani Savra, and here the Rambam says where he gets his chiddush, that even if you don't have someone giving smicha who has smicha, you can reinstate smicha. Vani Savra. If everyone would agree, the Talmidim and the Chachamim, all the Rebbeim and the Talmidim, limnos ish bi yeshiva, kolomer sheyaseu rosh, they appoint him as the head. Ubetnai sheyaseu be'eretz Yisrael k'moshikdam, as long as it's in Eretz Yisrael. Hare also ish shetiskayim, hare also ish tiskayim lo ha yeshiva. He will now be in charge. V'yasamuch v'yismachu achar kachas misha yirza. Now he will have the power to give smicha to whoever he wants. Why? What is the makor of the Rama? The fishim lo tomar kain. Because if you don't say that, lo teyav sharis mitzias bezdin agad liolam. We'll never ever get a Sanhedrin back. It's very clear that in order to sit on a Sanhedrin, you need smicha. Rabban Shem promised us that the Sanhedrin would come back. When he says, which is our Rachan Shmona Esri is based on that. So says the Ram, how are they going to come back? It must be that you can reinstate smicha even though you don't have a person who has smicha giving it. V'shema tomer shel Mashiach yimnosan. What's the problem? Mashiach will do it. V'af l'fi she'enim smuchim, even though they're not smuchim. Harei zeh muchash. That can't be. L'fi shekvar bi'arnu v'akdama sfarenu zeh, shel Mashiach lo yosef v'torav lo yigra mimenu. Lo v'torav shel b'ksav, lo v'torav shel b'peh. Mashiach can't change rules. And if you can't give smicha unless you have smicha, how can Mashiach give smicha? So that can't be. V'ani savor shel Sanhedrin toshuv l'fnei yisgalas haMashiach. Now here is, like I mentioned to you, why Rabbi Fishman saw it as such a need to reinstate the Sanhedrin. Because the Rambam says, "Vani sabar shah Sanhedrin tashul of neis galas Mashiach." Sanhedrin will come back before Mashiach comes. V'zeh yiyaz misimanav. And this will be one of the signs that he is truly Mashiach. Amar b'ashiva shavatag v'yishanav yotzak v'adchila. V'acharei kein yikar lecha ir tzedek. It's first Sanhedrin, and then it will be a city of righteousness. V'zeh yiyaz b'lisafek asher yachshar Hashem libos b'nei Adam. The Rabban Shalom will prepare people's hearts. V'yirbu b'maisa hatov, and they'll start doing good things. V'tigadol shukasam Hashem lo toroso, and their tremendous drive for Hashem and His Torah will be there. V'yisrabe yishram l'fnei bo Hamashiach will be straight. K'moshin yisbar v'psukei ha-mikra. So says the Rabban, it has to be that you can renew smicha, because if not, you'll never have a Sanhedrin again. What? And the pasuk says that there will be a Sanhedrin. So behechrech, it must be that there's a way to get Sanhedrin without a Mesorah one stomach to another stomach.
It has to be a Mesorah too.
Right, that he said. That he said. So first of all, here the Rambam says clearly, definitively, that smicha can come back. It has to be. It's muchrech. Unlike seemingly in our halacha in the Yad, he says adar v'tzorach hechrech. That's one. Two, he has a safek, whether when you're samuch, mipi another samuch, do you have to have three smuchim give you smicha? Or do you just need one samuch and two other people to sit with him? Okay? So now that we have that, let's start with the points of contention between the Ma'ariv Beirav and the Maral Bach. So, says the Ma'ariv Beirav, it's clear to him that when the Rambam said about davar tzarech hechra, it still isn't clear, is not going on the middle part of the halacha, where he says that it seems to him that Sanhedrin can be brought back, smicha can be brought back without a smicha ish mi piyish, because he says in the Perish Mishnah that it's clear that there's no way around it. So that can't be what he's unsure about. That davar tzarech hechra still needs to be clarified, can't be going on that, because he says clearly in Perish Mishnayos that it has to be that they have the ability to do it. So what's it going on? It's going on what he says at the beginning of the halacha. It's going on that which he says at the beginning of the halacha and at the end of the halacha, that we started off by saying that if you have samach echad, so he takes two next to him, and then at the end he repeats that. He says at the end also that if you have one samach, then he would be able to give smicha. That itself, he says, he's not sure about, because maybe you need three smuchim. In other words, that which he says, I'm not sure, is only going on this which he said, if you have one samuch, that he could give smicha to somebody else. Because maybe, like he said in the Perish of Mishnayos, you need three smuchim, right? He's not sure how to learn the Gemara by Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Do you need one samach with two other guys, or do you need three smuchim? But as far as that which he says, that you can reinstate smicha, that for sure you can reinstate smicha. And he says, I'll bring you a raya from his lashon. Because, notice how he brings down his svara. He says, nirin li hadvar. Listen to this diyuk in the Rambam. You see that? Nirin li hadvar. So dvarim is plural, right? Nirin li hadvar. And then, at the end, what does he say? V'hadavar tzarech hechra. It should have said, v'hadvarim tzrichim hechra. Right? He said, nirin li hadvarim. Dvarim is plural. And if he's referring to that part of the halacha, he should have said that v'hadvarim tzrichim hechra. So Elamai, v'hadavar, the one thing that I said, that one guy who has smicha can give over smicha to others, that's a tzarech hechra. But as far as the chiddush that he said, that you can reinstate the smicha, that he says the Ma'aribe Rav, is klar, there's no suffix in that. That's what he wants to be mechadish. Again, it's a chiddush to me, but that's how the Ma'aribe Rav says. Now he deals with the second diuk that we made. Says the Ma'aribe Rav, why, when it comes to smicha, do you need das, when it comes to giving, if you don't have a samach to give over smicha, if you want to be mechadish the smicha, so you need das kulam, you need everyone to agree. But when it comes to if you have samach ish mi pi ish, so in that situation you don't need das kulam. So what's that all about? So Ma'aribe Rav says a samach you give smicha without das kulam. Why? Because everyone is meshuba to the das of the best. We are mechuyav to follow the psak of the Sanhedrin Haggad. And as we know, even if they tell you left is right and right is left. And they give reshus to this person to give smicha. So therefore, since they gave him reshus to give smicha, so he's doing it with the power of the Sanhedrin. So no one can disagree with that. Masha enkein, when you don't have smuchim, no one is meshuba to anybody else. And therefore you need das kula. Now, when we say you need das kulam, so we said we had a diyak. Das kulam or rubam, right? We had a diyak. He said that if you don't have someone to give smicha, so nearly advarim, that if all the people would join together, miskimu kolach hachamim shebaretz Yisrael, limnos dayamim, then it would be okay. So where in the world do we ever find this concept that you need everybody? We always know, we call it tarah kula, rubo kakula, right? So where do you get this from? So says the Ma'aribe Rav, of course that's not what the Rambam means. The Rambam does not mean that you need all of them. But rather, when he's, of course, Ruba Kikula counts, and when he says Kol, of course Rov qualifies as Kol. But why does he say Kol? He's just trying to say like this. He's trying to contrast it to when a Samach is giving Smicha. As opposed to when a Samach is giving Smicha, we don't care about what anyone else says. When you don't have a samach to give smicha, but rather you want to be mechadishit, so there you need everyone else to be taken into consideration. But how do you determine the das of everybody else? Of course, you go with kalat kula, which is the ruga kakula. So he's just coming to contrast it to when there's samach mipi samach, where you don't need to deal with other people's das at all, and here you do. So now, if that's the case, the Rambam says that the reason why Rav Yehuda ben Bava did not give, why he was so makbid to make sure to give smicha, and he wasn't so mecha on just being mechadish the smicha. So what did the Rambam say? The Rambam said, v'fisha yisol mefuzarin, v'yafshar yishay eskimu kulan. Right? They were all scattered, right? So comes along Ma'aribe Rav, he says, how is that any different nowadays? Why is it different nowadays? How come by Rav Yehuda ben Bava's time, they didn't have that possibility of redoing the smicha? But when it comes to the times of Ma'aribe Rav, it was possible. So here he says that in the time of Yehuda ben Beseira, this is where he's going to get himself in trouble with Marabach, he says, in the time of Yehuda ben Beseira, there were a whole bunch of kehilos in Eretz Yisrael, and there was a whole bunch of chachamim scattered all around Eretz Yisrael. But in the time of the Rambam, all of the chashava rabbanim were in Yerushalayim. So therefore, they weren't scattered around. And in our time, all the chashav rabbanim are in Tzfas. So therefore, we don't have to really be concerned that they're scattered all around. We're all in Tzfas. And therefore, it's very easy for all the chachamim to gather together and to appoint and to make a rav. And therefore, Therefore, in the parish of Mishnais, which he's talking about, what's he talking about? He's talking about the time before Mashiach. Sanhedrin has to come before Mashiach. So he says, that time is when all the Jews will be together. Therefore, there will be no problem being able to reinstate the smicha, because as long as all the people are together, they'll all be in one place, then you'll be able to reinstate the smicha. So the Ma'aribe Rav says that as long as you have them ruba in one place, you don't need kulam, but as long as you have rov of them in one place, then you'll be able to reinstate the smicha without any problem. Well, you only deal with Eretz Yisrael. So if you have different places in Eretz Yisrael, then you have, right, you don't have to deal with Chutz Lars. But as long as you'll have all the people in one place, and therefore...
all people in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, you only deal with people in Eretz Yisrael. So now, let's go with his diukim, and we'll deal with how the Maharal Bach rejects them. But first, go a little bit further. Ma'aribe Rav says, now that I've clarified to you that you're able to reinstate the smicha, so, first of all, would that include even to be mekadesh the months of Piyariya? And to be Ma'aber Shannon, are we going to do everything that it says in Masechta Sanhedrin? Number one. And two, can we start giving Malkus, which is one of their, what they wanted to do in order to pater those Moranos who had been over on Chai V'Krisis, and they wanted Malkus in order to be able to pater themselves, will our Malkus count to pater them from Krisis? Now we can't force the Malkus, there wasn't Edim and Asra, but can they voluntarily come and say, please whack me so that I can be saved from my creases. Will we have that power as Sanhedrin to do such a thing? So, as far as the first thing, will they be able, that's serious business, no? Will they be able,
tough fight.
Will they be able to be Mekadosh L'Piyariya? Will they be Mekadosh L'Piyariya? So here he says a very big chiddush. We know that there's a concept that a davarship of minyan, if one bezdin makes a takana, so you can't be mevatel unless you have a subsequent bezdin which is greater b'chachmo b'minyan. So he says a tremendous chiddush. We know that Hillel HaSheni was the one who set the calendar. So he says that has a din of a davarship of minyan. And what Hillel made the set calendar, no subsequent bezdin, unless they're bigger, is able to be mevatel that and start being mekadesh l'piyariya until the Mashiach comes. Now, and for other reasons as well. And that's why he deals with this diuk. Why does the Rambam say that if you give smicha, they'll be able to dan dine knasos? They'll be able to dan dine knasos. Why does he stress dine knasos? Because that's the only thing they'll be able to do. They won't be able to be mekadesh l'piyariya. Because be mekadesh l'piyariya, once Hillel set that the calendar, we're not able to go against that. The only thing they'll be able to do is they'll be able to dan dine knasos. Now, the Chazanish says this is a davar pela ad ma'or. There's a mitzvah in HaTorah to be mekadesh l'piyariya. They didn't make a takana to uproot the mitzvah d'oraisa. They said, well, we can't do the mitzvah d'oraisa, so we have no brera but to do it this way. But there's no way that Hillel said, don't do it. It wasn't a takana to go against the Torah. So if you're really correct that you're able to reinstate the Sanhedrin, there's no way that there's any din of a davar sheva minyan. Now, what about the second thing which he wanted to do, to start giving malchus? So, on the surface, it's a beferish Rambam that you can't do it. Says the Rambam, remember, what are these Maranas coming to do? Anusim, I should say, Maranas is not, no, that's the bad name, but the Anusim came and they said, give us malchus. We were over on Chai V'Krisis. So there's a Rambam in Perek Yurches Halach Avav, and he says, Gzeres HaKazavi, She'ein Memisin Bezdin, Velo Malkus Adam Bodas Piv. Success Akaza. You can't kill a person nor give a Malkus based on his own admission. Ella Alpishnai made. Vizesha Harag Yoshua Achan. Yeshua killed Achan, the David Lagera Malegi, Bodas Pim. Harasha Isa. Special din that was Harasha. Odin Malkusaya about Hasan Hedrin Ain Mamisin Velo Malkan Hamoda Baavera Shemin. So he says, Shemin Nitchapa Daitu Bedavazer, first of all. He's starting, even though he said Xeris Akazav at the beginning, he starts giving a little bit of a svar. Maybe he was crazy. Shema min ha-melin mari nefeshu ha-mechak l'mamos. Maybe he's a depressed guy. He wants to get killed. He can't bring himself to do it himself. Get the rabbis to do it. Shetokin ha-charavos bebitnam. They stand themselves in the heart. Ha-mashlich ha-matzna me'al ha-gagos. Jump off the roof. Shema kach zeh yavo v'yomer davish lo asa. Maybe he'll come to Bezdin and tell him he did something which he didn't do. Kadesha Yaharik, so he'll be killed. Klolos Shodavar, but with all my svaras, the rule is Gzeres Malchim. So the Rambam seems to say very clearly, you don't give, you don't kill a guy, nor you give him Malchus Badas Pippa.
Yeah, so if you have Edom on the Anusim, it doesn't say that.
Yeah, but the Anusim are coming in. We don't have Edom on what they did. We have Edom, they're coming in. They say, give us Malchus.
Let's say you had Edom. These people were living...
Well, you need Edom and Asra. You need, it's not just Edom. You need Edom and Asra. You need all the things. You certainly didn't have all those things. No one in his right mind would warn them and bring them and expose them. So it would seem that you wouldn't be able to do such a thing. So here the Ma'ariv Be'erav says a tremendous Kiddush. He says that it can't be. It can't be. It can't be that if a guy wants to come in and help himself out by getting hit, that he won't be able to get hit. So what are we talking about over here? That which the Rambam says, you can only hit him al pishnei edim. That's only when you are hitting him as a punishment or you're forcing him. Because if you don't say that, it comes out something which makes no sense. If you have a guy who was over on creases, he wants to do tshuva. He wants to trade himself out in order to, he wants to get malchus in order to pardon himself from creases. So, you're going to tell me, had he done the Avera worse, the Eidim, the Hasra, he was such a bit, the guy said, you know, if you do this, you're going to get it. You're going to get malchus. He says, I could care less. I could care less what God says. I don't care about any of this stuff. So this guy, because he was a worse Russia, will be able to get kapara because he'll get malchus. But the guy who wasn't as bad, he didn't do it be'edim asra, and this guy wants to do tshuva, he won't be able to get kapara? Doesn't make sense. Luxa mita sadin, can't say such thing. So what are you going to say? The Rambam says exeres akasav. So therefore, maybe it's exeres melech. So he says, listen to this line. Dabra Pella. You say it's exeris akasav. He says, shelo al zeh amar harav exeris melech. He can't, that's not what the Rambam means when he says exeris akasav. Chalila lokel ligzor ala adam avel v'chamas. How could it be that the Rav Asher would be gozer something which is so not straight, which is so not acceptable? Shemisha yefta be'edim asra yakal onsho. Can't be. Like we said, it can't be the Rav Asher would be gozer such a thing. A guy who sinned be'edim asra will be able to lessen his punishment. And a person who wasn't as bad will not. That can't be what he means. So what does he mean when he says that it's Xeris Melech? That's just going on. That's even though B'chol HaTar Kula we have a klal call Hodas Balvin Kameh Eidim Dami. If I come into Bezin, I say I owe Shimon $1,000. I have to pay the $1,000 and you don't need Eidim. So it's Xeris HaKasov when it comes to Misa and Malchus that we don't punish a guy based on Hodas Pit. That's what I mean Xeris HaMelech. But if a guy would come in and he would say, listen, give me Malchus so that I can get Kapara. There, partially you could do such a thing. And he brings a tshuva from the Rambam himself, where, a tshuva to the Gaonim, where he says the following, Habala Bezdin, Va'amar, Chilalti Shabbos, O Avarti Avera, Ein Menadin Oso, Ve'ein Malkin Oso, Ve'ein Poslin Oso, La'edus, Ve'ein Ad HaMesim Atzno Rasha, Da Halacha Karava. We paskin, Ein HaMesim Atzno Rasha, you don't see how does Baldin Kimei Adin Dami. Aval in Ratzal Azaz tshuva, Malkin oso va'osin lo kapara v'zui kaparaso demalkos makamisa v'hada amarava ena the mesim atzerush lola in increases ela in mises best. So he brings the tshuvas to Rambam, who actually says such a thing, where if he wants to do it for kapara, he would be able to get it. And the truth is, it's even more than that. It's master from this Rambam that even without smuchim, the malkos would do something, because the tshuva to the Gaonim is talking about in a time when they did not have smuchim. And Apu Pichain is going to help to pater him from his misa. So this is the Ma'ariv Be'erav. That's how he learns the Rambam. So, let's see how the Ma'ariv Be'erav responds and see how the Chazon Ish says it applies to nowadays. Ma'ariv Be'erav responds as follows. If the Rambam says Kol HaChachamim, then the Rambam means Kol HaChachamim. Don't say that. When Ma'ariv Be'erav said Kol HaChachamim, it's just a contrast to when you have a shamuch, give me smicha, there you don't have to deal with anyone as das. Here you have to deal with their das, but of course, ruba kakul. Then he wouldn't say kol hakacham. He doesn't say that anywhere else. So why should you need kol? Because since Sanhedrin is something which is nogea to all the Jews, so you should need all the Jews involved. And if you don't like my answer, that's fine. But it says kol, and you have to bring a raya that kol is lav davka. Don't tell me that kol is lav davka because you think it should be lav davka. It says kol, so I can give you a hesber. If you don't like my hesber, find another hesber. But don't just lav davka. That's one, he says. Number two, even according to you, that rove is enough. Still, you need a masa umata among the chachamim, all the chachamim, and rove should agree to the concept. So listen what he says over here. How can you go ahead and give smicha without us? You didn't have a masa umata with us. You can't do such a thing. Because a rove without a masa umata is absolutely nothing. If you have a Sanhedrin where rove passes without speaking to the minority, it has to be a psak which comes from all 71 together. Now listen what he says over here. Why? Because maybe had they heard the tainas of the miyot, then they would have accepted it, and they would have retracted from the svara. Now he says like this, okay, so let's do it now. Okay, Marabach says to Mari Beirav, you jumped the gun, you did it without our approval. Okay, so let's talk about it now. He says it won't help now, because now you are Nogei Bedava. You already went ahead and you paskin that you could make smicha. So now, you're a Nogei Bedava. Will you be mazed? Say something which the Shaloka did? No. But now you're Nogei Bedava. You're like an Oev and a Sone. Just like an Oev, someone who's very close to the Baal Din cannot paskin because he can't see things straight, and a Sone cannot paskin because he can't see things straight. You can't see things straight. And therefore, you're a Nogei Bedava. And therefore, there's nothing to do now. You already said you could be Mechayev Shmicha, you paskin it without speaking to us, it won't even help a Masa Umata. That's what Maharabach said. So Mari Berav said, according to you, it should come out that if you have a rabbi, a dayan who paskin one way, in one case, he can't sit on a case that deals with that same issue with another rabbi anymore, because he's Nogei Bedava, since he had already paskin this way in a earlier case. So now he's meshuchah to uphold that pshat, and he never ever can paskin on such a shaila anymore, or sit on a bezdin together with others, because he won't listen to what they have to say. That can't be. It's impossible to say that that makes a person nogei bedavar. And not only that, listen to this line. He says, where do you get this, that you need a masa umata? It doesn't say that there has to be a discussion. It just says they need haskama. Now what is haskama? What does it mean that there'll be haskama of everybody to reinstate? He said they have to be maskim to reinstate the smicha. What do you take to be maskim to reinstate the smicha? It's not a halachic discussion, says the Ma'ari Beirav. It's a hisorus. It's a people want to bring the Mashiach. People want to take it to the next level. They want to serve the Rebbeinu properly. So it's just a question of them agreeing. And in such a situation, it's a no-brainer. Who would think that something, which according to the Rambam, is ma'akev the geula, people wouldn't agree to? So it's an anan sadi, everyone's going to agree. You hear this? I don't even have to speak with anybody, because anyone who wouldn't agree is, he should join a different religion. He wants to be ma'akev Mashiach, it's crazy. So I don't have to discuss it with anybody, because it's so obvious that everyone would agree. You hear this? That's what he says. Now, the truth is, it's a davar pella. Because if that's the case, the Rambam said, Rav Yehuda ben Bava was Moshe Nefesh, because since Klai Yisrael were mefuzarin, they were all spread around, so they wouldn't be able to reinstate the smicha, so he had to be Moshe Nefesh. What do you mean? Who cares if they're mefuzarin? You don't have to discuss it with them anyway. It's obvious that they'll want to reinstate the smicha. And more than that, the Radbaz asks, you could send messengers, if you even have to speak to them. So send messengers, even if they're mufuzarim. Elamai, they all have to be in one place. They all have to be in one place. And if that's the case, then the Ma'ariv Rav should have had to at least bring the Maral Bach into one place. From the fact that the Rambam says if they're mufuzarim, you can't reinstate the smicha, you see at least they have to be in one place. So what is the Ma'ariv Rav saying to the Maral Bach? Another time. We're almost finished. He says, it's very dachuk to say that when he says v'davar tzarech hechra, this still needs Ian, we're not sure, is only going on that which he said, that you only need one samach to give smicha. You don't need three. Why? Because he discussed that halacha earlier, way before. We have in the last We have the second to last one. He said earlier in Halacha Gimel, Ve'ein Somchem Smicha Shehi Hu He Minoy Hazakenim LeDayanus Ela Bishlosha V'Hu Shegiya HaEchad Mem Somach MiPiakenim Kamo Shebiyana. Eight halachas earlier, he said this business that if you have one somach, it's good enough. If the only thing that he is unsure about is this halacha, he should have said, but I'm not sure. The fact that he waited until this halacha to say he's unsure is mashma that he's unsure about everything in this halacha. Because if the only thing he's unsure about is this which he said, that you only need one somach, he should have said it right after he mentioned it the first time. That's what he says. Now, says the another, Elamai, as we said, it must be going on the chiddush that he said, and he's unsure whether his answer to explain why Yehuda ben Beseira ben Bava was so moser nefesh is a good enough answer. What about what he said in the Perish of Mishnais? What about the Rai in the Perish of Mishnais that behechrik it has to be that you can reinstate smicha? Because if you couldn't reinstate smicha, we'll never be able to have a Sanhedrin. It says in the Pasuk that we're going to have Sanhedrin. Says the Radbaz, that Raya he held is not such a good Raya anymore. Take a look at the last Maramaka. Says the Radbaz, his last Raya is not such a Raya. Haraya shekatzav Rabbeinu b'perish ha-mishnah l'davar, eina ru'uya lismochalel. V'zel ha-shon, because what did the Rambam say? Shim lo tomer kein, e'efshir shetimsa bezna gada li'olam. The fish and the starach shiyeh kol echad meham samach al kol panim. Ba'akarish baruch hu yiyed, he already told us, shiyah shuvu, kumo shenemra v'yashiva shavtach, v'arashina v'yotek v'atchila. Says the Radbaz, umi yitein. Who says, v'eida sharei Elio bal lefnei ha-mashiach, imavor b'ksuvim, v'divei razal, v'arei hu samach. Elio esmicha. V'yismach ha-chem lefnei bo ha-mashiach. V'su, another possibility. V'nei ruvein asidim, the ten shvatim can come back. B'nei Reuven will come back. Asirim lava v'lasos melchamos of Nebo Melech Hamashiach. Man leimalan shelo yebahem samach mipi samach v'hu yismach achem. Says the Rabbi, it's not such a kasha. Maybe there will be smoke and they'll be available. Elio Hanavi, B'nei Reuven. So therefore, the Rambam wasn't sure. So therefore, the Radba says that the Rambam says Darv Sacharav because he when he got older he realized that his raya in the Perish Mishnayos was not so much. It's interesting to note that the Ketz of Mishnah on the spot explains it like the Radbaz, even though he was one who got smicha from the Ma'ariv Rav. And also, but it is also important to note that the Meiri, when he brings the Rambam as a vada. He doesn't say that the Rambam's unsure. He brings the Rambam as a vada. Now, just a little bit more, and he says, Maral Bach says, listen to this, is a great line. Maral Bach says the following. There's no one who's right to be on the Sanhedrin. Because in order to sit on the Sanhedrin, you have to be able to paskin b'kolatzar kula. And you, in order to be a samach, you have to be able to kavach kula. You have to know all the mitzias. You have to know everything. And the Chazanish adds to that the following line. When he was dealing with Rabbi Fishman, he said, b'kol shekein anan, yasmi diyasmi, certainly we who are orphans of orphans, v'hamasa umatan bazeh, and this whole discussion nowadays, whether we can go like the Ma'ariv Rav, maybe lidei gichuch. The Chazanish writes, it just leads you to laugh. It's a joke. That's what Chazanish says, hell is a joke. But the Ma'ariv Rav, guess what he answered to Maral Bach when he said, there's no one roi to pass me. Ani roi lehorav liyos nimna b'sanhedrin. I don't have a problem. I'm told, that's what he said. I know what you're talking about. Speak for yourself. If you don't know, I'm fine. I mean, that's the famous story with Ramosha Feinstein, Ramosha Davitellar. Ramosha Feinstein kept asking Ramosha Davitellar about all the nuances of a pacemaker. And because the doctor said he needed a pacemaker, and he's like this and like this, and he says, what do you care so much? The doctor said he needed a pacemaker. Cut it out already. He says, I'm being realistic. I'm hoping Mashiach comes soon. I'm going to sit on the Sanhedrin, so I've got to know if I'm going to be apostle from sitting on the Sanhedrin, if this is going to make me a Baal Mum. So, I guess he held he could sit also. Anyway, finally, let's go to the last few points. Says Maral Bach, you, Ma'ariv Rav, say that you want to reinstate the smicha so that you'll be able to give malchus and pat to those people from their krisus. Now listen to this line. This is also wild. Just think about the history then. He says, malchus without kfiyah, When you're not forced to get the malchus, when you volunteer for the malchus, doesn't have the power to patter you. It's the going through the embarrassment of being forced into
there's
such.
There's no way with these people. You have no way. You're telling me there's no way anyways in the beginning.
That's right. So he says it won't work. He says the Eino Doma Hamisbayish Al Pi Abezin Shekofen Osolilkos Lemisbayish Aydei Asma Shubal Abezin Lechalos Peneim Shilkos. So please hit me. Ilamali Ritzona Osen Kain. Now here he says. So what are you going to say? Okay, it won't help for the past, but it'll help for the future. Listen to this line. V'kevan de lo yoel l'sha'avar gam l'haba en anotrichim. We don't need to give malchus. Ki b'daroseinu elu lo ra'inu v'lo shamanu sheyesh v'shayim prutzim kol kach sheyasu aver v'pirsum acharei asra. Is any Jews that you know who, when they're told that something's asra, will do it anyway? That's where they were holding. V'im b'ulai mimsa eze mehem. And if you find a rotten apple, Dama Barosho, who Rasha Bavono Yamos, we don't have to worry about him, make a Sanhedrin just for him. That's where they were holding. Alright, so the Maribe Rav, you think that's the only reason I want to make the Sanhedrin for the Malkus. Clearly, that's just a small prat, because that's what the Gemara says. This is their idea. Imalehu Batlu Dine Knossos. It's not because of Malkus. Malkus is a small prat. Dine Knossos is much more important. So, then the final point. So they have this machlokas, then they argue, do the other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam anyway. But one final point, and that is, the Chazanish says that, okay, so we have a machlokas between two major leaders. So, okay, so misafek, appoint the Sanhedrin, do the mitzvah of appointing of a Sanhedrin, and they won't die, but at least you will have been mekayim the mitzvah of appointing a Sanhedrin. Maybe you should say such a thing. There's a mitzvah of minui shoftim. So says the Chazanish, there's no mitzvah to have a rabbinic body that has no power. A rabbinic body is those who can act as rabbis. And more than that, if you have a Sanhedrin and they don't paskin when they should, that's the Ivo Sadin. So to put them in a position of being honest and not being mekayim their mitzvah is a whole lot worse than having it in the first place. So that's why, you know, they tried to redo this recently. You see, few years ago, they keep trying to do such a thing, but that's why once the Chazanish, the Brisker Rav, they were very strong. That's why you have a lot of people, they won't walk into the, they won't even walk into Heichal Shalom because of that history. Now again, that's the little that I know about it, but Mirtz Hashem will have the Sanhedrin very quickly.